Texaco town.
Good evening. The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who serve you so courteously and efficiently with Fire Chief, the emergency-grade gasoline, Texaco motor oil, and Marfac, the scientific chassis lubricant, present Pinky Tomlin, Igor Gorin, Jack Renard, Eddie Stanley, and Helen Troy, better known to you as Seymour Seymour, in an all-star summer review. Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now to the Texaco Town Courthouse, where the breach of promise trial of Seymour Seymour versus Pinky Tomlin is now in full blast, and we mean full blast.
Hello, Jimmy.
Well, Eddie Stanley, how are you? And tell me, how's the big lawyer today?
Say, this case of mine's creating a sensation. Look at these telegrams. There's so many, I haven't had a chance to read them all.
Well, are they all for you?
Most of them are. Listen to this one. It says, deeply resent your statement last week that Seymour Seymour has kissed 88 Republicans, 290 Democrats, and the crew of the USS Virginia. This is a falsehood. Can prove that where love and affection are concerned, she has always been true blue.
Oh, who's it from?
The United States Marines.
How do you like it? Well, if all the telegrams are like that one, they're not very complimentary. Here, let me read one of those, will you?
Okay. Here's one from Tom Sopwith, the English yachtsman.
Oh, fine. His wire says, America's yacht was faster than ours in yesterday's race. If you had been here with me, Stanley, our English yacht would have had a chance. We needed just a little more wind.
My friend, Tom Sopwith, old man River.
Excuse me, Mr. Stanley.
What is it, sir?
Is this radio courtroom really on the air?
Yes, of course. Why?
Well, I'm a married man, and I have a statement to make.
Go right ahead, mister. The microphone is yours.
Thanks. Will a beautiful blonde who gave me the eye on Hollywood Boulevard meet me in front of the post office at 10 o'clock?
Hey, mister, what are you whispering about, you chump? This program's being broadcast. Your wife will hear you anyhow.
Oh, no, she won't. She sold her radio the day you took Candace place.
Well, we better go in the courtroom. Come on, shall we?
Okay. Hello, Seymour.
Say, did you tell my pa how to find the courthouse? He's got to be here today for the verdict.
Sure, I told him the courthouse is right next to the jail. I said, walk right past the building with the bars.
Well, then he'll never get here. Pa never passed a bar in his life.
Hello, Pinky. What's the idea? You're late, Mr. Tomlin.
Well, I needed to relax a little, so I went fishing. Boy, I fished all day, and I didn't catch a thing.
Stop kicking. I've been fishing for a man all my life and ain't caught one yet.
Well, no wonder. Look at the bait you're using.
Everyone in the courtroom, please rise. His Honor, Judge Fields.
Your Honor, I'd like to have Pinky Tomlin take the witness stand.
Bill Fernard, swear Tomlin in.
Get in, you bow-legged, underfed, dish-faced, blankety-blank so-and-so.
Renard, what's the idea?
Well, the judge told me to swear him in.
you call that swearing? You should have heard me the day I got my nose caught in the swinging door. Order, order.
Now, Mr. Pinky Tomlin, Seymour is suing you for $50,000. What have you got to say in your defense?
Well, about all I got to say
is...
Who cares
what you've got to say? After all, it's what the woman says counts. The women in the world are on my side, and it don't matter what a man thinks, because in our family, whenever Pa opens his mouth to mouth, she picks up her own hair blade, not from me, on Pa's head.
That's about all I got to say, I guess.
Here, quiet, quiet, quiet. Order, order.
Pinky, the plaintiff claims that you broke her heart after she tried everything to make you happy. First she whined you, then she dined you.
Oh, no, Eddie. What you mean is first she wooed me, then she sued me.
That's a fine way to talk after all the good times we gave you at our house.
All I ever got at your house was a cold in the head.
Just a minute. How could you catch cold in her house?
Well, I sat between Seymour and her mother while they was talking and got caught in the draft.
Talk a little. I ain't got any bad habits. I don't drink.
Lady, if you was a drinking kind, you'd sure put every delicatessen in town plumb out of business.
Why?
Well, they could never compete with that pickle tongue.
Here, quiet, quiet, Tomlin. Go on, sit down in the rear. Go on, stop this squabbling. I'll throw you both out of here.
Say, Judge, are you going to keep pounding on the desk with that gavel?
Yes, Renard.
Well, the next time, would you crack these wallets for me?
Listen here, Renard. One more crack like that out of you, and I'll kick 15 pounds off your left hip. All right, proceed, Mr. Stanley.
Now I'd like to call a character witness for Pinky Talman. Will Susie Cranafance please take the stand? Now, Miss Cranafance, you're employed as an usher at the Chinese Theater. Is that right?
That's right.
And did you see Pinky Talman with Seymour in your theater?
I'll say, I couldn't forget that cowboy.
Why not?
Getting to his seat, he cut up the whole front row with his spurs.
Now, tell us, just what took place between Pinky and Seymour?
Well, it was a romantic picture, you see, and Seymour was doing just what the actors was doing. And when the heroine put her arm around the hero, well, Seymour put her arms around Pinky.
Yes.
And then the heroine kissed the hero, and Seymour kissed Pinky. Right after that, Pinky let out a holler and run out of the theater.
Why did you do that, Pinky?
Because about that time, the heroine married the hero, and they had 8 children.
I object. The whole thing ain't true.
Your Honor, I move this woman's testimony be stricken from the record.
Objection overruled. Anyone can see that Emma Cranafance is an honest young woman. I say her testimony is unimpeachable.
Well, I can prove that Pinky and Seymour was necking in the theater.
Ah, you can prove it. How?
I was sitting right behind him, holding hands with Judge Field.
Oh, was that you? Order, 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 or I'll clear the court.
Just a minute, Your Honor. I have a surprise witness. Jimmy Wallington, take the stand. Now, Mr. Wallington, what have you got to say?
Nothing.
Hey, I thought he was a surprise witness.
Your Honor, any time you find a radio announcer who has nothing to say, boy, that is a surprise.
All right, come on, quiet. That has nothing to do with this case.
Now, Mr. Wallington, I understand you saw Pinky Tomlin hugging and kissing Seymour before she came to the courtroom.
Yes, that's right.
Ah, now we're getting someplace. Miss Seymour, will you step over here, please?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have Mr. Wallington show the court exactly how this kissing business happened.
Boy, ain't I got a lawyer.
Well, first Tomlin put his arm around her like this. And then he bent her head back. Just like that, see? And then he kissed her. Like this.
Thank you, Mr. Wallington. Here, that'll be all. I said that'll be all.
Break it up.
Stop. For heaven's sake, this court closes August the 15th. Stop kissing her.
Oh. Boy, this was the loveliest summer I ever spent.
Well, Seymour, this should certainly win the case for you. Is it true that Pinky Tomlin kissed you like that?
No.
What?
No, sir. If Pinky Tomlin ever kissed me like that, Seymour would be no more, no more.
Oh. Quiet about this court. Order here. What's going on? Here, quiet, everybody. Quiet. The court's adjourned for a 5-minute recess.
If it please your honor, and for the entertainment of the court, during this recess, may we hear from one of our witnesses who has something to say with music.
Motion granted.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Igor Gorin.
Someone left it to the colored man. Brothers, sisters, what must be, though the balance is wrong, still your faith must be strong. Accept your destiny. Someone had to pick the cotton. Someone had to plant the corn. Someone had to slave and be able to sing. That's why darkies were born. Someone had to laugh at trouble. Oh, it was
mild and warm. Had to be contented with any old thing. That's why duckies were born. Sing, sing, sing when you're weary and sing when you're blue. Sing, sing, that's what you thought of the white folks to do. Someone had to fight the devil. Shout about Gabriel's horn. Someone had to stop the train that would bring God's children to green pastures. That's why darkies were born.
I got plenty of nothing, and that's too plenty for me. I got no part, got no mule, I got no misery.
Plenty and nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my girl, I got my son, got heaven the whole day long.
No use complaining.
Got my girl, got my Lord,
got my son.
Sing, sing, sing when you're weary and sing when you're blue. What you thought of the white folks to do. Someone had a fight, the devil. Shout about Gabriel's home. Someone had to stow the train that would bring God's children to green.
America's 22 million motorists go touring. More of them use Texaco Fire Chief gasoline than any other single brand. They know they can rely on Fire Chief to give them top engine performance and can rely on Texaco dealers for courteous and efficient service. The Texaco dealer in your community who sells Fire Chief is one of more than 45,000 independent Texaco dealers from coast to coast, men who match high-quality products with the best service. Texaco dealers know cars and how to keep them running right. They believe in the gasoline they sell. They know Fire Chief's emergency performance. Quick starts, quick firing, faster engine action will give car owners full power, full economy, greater value. If you are not a Fire Chief user, follow the lead of tourists. Next time, try a Texaco dealer. You will find him prompt, courteous, and efficient. High quality Texaco products and the thorough way he services your car will make your driving more pleasant and more enjoyable.
Order, order, proceed with the trial. Pinky Tomlin, you take the stand. Your witness, Mr. Stanley.
Now, Pinky, you told me 2 weeks ago that you'd never marry Seymour Seymour.
That's right.
What? Your opinion hasn't changed in 2 weeks?
Has her face changed in 2 weeks?
Then the only thing that stands between you and your marriage to Seymour is her face.
Well, doggone, ain't that enough?
Why, no. There isn't a court in the land that'll award you the verdict on those grounds and save your $50,000.
Well, $50,000 is a lot of money for a gal as dumb as Seymour. I don't think she could even subtract 5 horses from 10 horses.
Maybe not, but before this trial is over, I'll show you I'm smart enough to subtract $50,000 from one jackass.
Well,
Tomlin, you have no right to say that Seymour is dumb. Why, she has brains enough for two people.
Well, if that's the case, you marry her.
That's contempt of court. I object.
I object to your objection.
I object to your objection.
I object to your objections to the object of my affection.
Quiet, 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 or I'll clear this court.
Your Honor?
Yes?
I have some new evidence to introduce in the form of exhibits. I left them with the bailiff. Will you call them, please?
Bailiff? Bailiff Renard? Where is that two-legged Hollywood bowl? Bailiff!
Your Honor?
Yes? Where are the exhibits?
What exhibits?
Why, you halfwit. If there's anyone in this courtroom that's dumber than you, I'd like to know who it is.
Your Honor?
Yes. Order, order.
For the benefit of the bailiff, I'll explain what the exhibits are. First, a box of candy Pinky gave Seymour. That's Exhibit A. Next, a jug of cider. He also gave her Exhibit B. And his wedding present, a 750-pound prize steer from his Oklahoma ranch, Exhibit C.
Here are the exhibits, Your Honor.
What is this, Renard? An empty box, an empty jug, and a pair of steer horns? What happened to Exhibits A, B, C?
Well, I ate them. One, two, three.
Do you mean to tell me that's all you have left of a 750-pound steer? A pair of horns?
Well, I didn't want to make a pig of myself.
Get out! Get out of here!
Your Honor, if I must go out, do you mind if I take the jury along and run over a piece of evidence with him?
No, no. If you have any evidence, the court wants to hear it.
Okay, you asked for it.
Jack Renard presents The Evolution of Rubenstein's Melody in F, played first as Rubenstein composed it, then as Benny Goodman might do it today. Music by Renard.
So far in his trial, there's a question as to who will win the verdict, the boy or the girl. But I'm sure when you hear the testimony of our next witness, she will win your verdict and your heart. Maureen O'Connor, take the stand. Our little 13-year-old star sings...
Where are you? Where's my in trying to be gay. Even though my every dream is shattered, I keep hoping you'll come back someday. Where are you? Where have you gone without me? I thought you cared about me. Where are you? Where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe.
Everybody rise. Everybody in the court rise, please. His Honor, Judge Field.
Your Honor, I want to recall Seymour Seymour to the stand.
Just a minute, Stanley. I'd like to ask her a few questions myself. Seymour, my little magpie, what were you doing on the night of June the 1st?
I was with Pinky and I held his hand. Mm-hmm.
And what were you doing on the night of July the 1st?
I was with Pinky and I hugged him and kissed him.
I see. What are you doing tomorrow night, babe? my mistake. Order.
You got a lot of nerve making a crack like that, Judge. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why, you're old enough to be my father.
Yeah, but not fool enough. I can't depend on my lawyer. Isn't there someone in this courtroom who can help me?
Mr. Tomlin, I can help you.
Here. What's going on?
One moment, Your Honor, one moment. Now, Mr. Tomlin, just what do you want to get out of this case?
Freedom.
Ah, more than that. What is it every loyal son of Oklahoma has fought and bled for?
Why, independence.
Oh, more than that. I'm here to give you that which you want most. The priceless heritage of every self-respecting bachelor.
Liberty.
Liberty. And we'll deliver that wonderful little magazine to your home for only $2 a year. Anybody else?
Here. And if anyone else tries to sell liberty, this judge will give him life.
Nice work, Judge. Are you working your way through college?
Yep, 4 more subscriptions and a... No. I mean, yeah, what kind of a trial is this? Let's settle this case.
I think I can do it, Baldy. I mean, Your Honor. Listen, can I speak to Pinky?
Go ahead.
Pinky, I'm going to give you another chance. Why don't you marry me?
It's no use, Seymour. My mind's made up. I ain't going to marry you. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Well, Pinky, picture this. It's summer now in Oklahoma. The grass is green and happy cowboys sing as they herd the cattle over the rolling plains.
Summertime is great in Oklahoma.
Then comes the autumn. The plains turn brown and the tumbleweed dances in the cool wind.
The autumn is fine in Oklahoma.
Then winter comes and the cowboys sit and smoke around the campfire under a western moon.
Yep, boy, winter is sure swell in Oklahoma.
Then comes the spring. The grass turns green and the little calves frolic on the range.
Spring is beautiful in Oklahoma.
Then summertime comes again to Oklahoma, and once more the happy cowboys sing as they herd the cattle over the rolling plain. And you know what?
What?
Then, Pinky Tomlin, you broken-down horse wrangler, you will have been in jail exactly 1 year.
Quiet now. Quiet, everybody. Court's adjourned until next week. Come on, clear the courtroom. You too, Tomlin.
I can't go yet, Judge.
You can't.
can't. Why?
I haven't sung my song for this week.
Who says you must sing?
The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who serve you so courteously and efficiently with fire chief, the emergency grade gasoline and Texaco motor oil. Of all the beautiful ladies I've met with, there's only one that will never be missed. She's the gal that I never could pet with. She's the lady who couldn't be kissed. I never thought that I'd ever be strong for a gal who made up her mind to resist. But it's funny, the one that I long for, oh, the lady who couldn't be kissed. When she first said no, well, there was a doubt. But I soon found out when the gal said no, she knew what she was talking about. I may as well let her memory slumber, and so I'm crossing her name off my list. But I'm saving the telephone number of the lady who couldn't be kissed. Of all the beautiful ladies I've met with, there's only one that will ever be missed. She's the gal that I never could fit with, for the lady who couldn't be kissed. I never thought that I'd ever be strong for a gal who made up her mind to resist. But it's funny, the one that I long for the lady who couldn't be kissed. When she first said no,
a thousand times no,
then there was a doubt.
Was a doubt.
Oh, what a doubt. But I soon found out when the gal said no, she knew what she was talking about. I may as well let her memory slumber. Oh, and so I'm crossing her name off my list. But I'm saving the telephone number. Of the lady who couldn't be kissed.
Friends, these programs are presented by your neighborhood Texaco dealer. Drive into his station. As he serves you with Fire Chief gasoline and Texaco motor oil, he'll give you those extra services which are so essential to your complete motoring enjoyment. Next week for the verdict in the trial of Seymour Seymour versus Pinky Tomlin. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. Good night, everybody. Good night, Eddie Cantor. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
P.M. BULOVA Boulevard Watch Time. WABC, New York.